Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it's Dom time for Tuesday. Welcome in, everyone. Thanks so much for listening. All right, we got an excuse note from Todd Benzman. I think that's pretty good. He was crossing the border when we were trying to reach him.
Not much better than that one, Dom.
No, not much better. I don't know. I need that verified by two countries, Dan, not one. Todd is with us here on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Todd, who was your Mexican crossing guard when you came over there?
Manuel, I think his name was, the main guy.
Hey, where? So. What border town? I had to cross into Juarez when I was at the border, Todd, and it was pretty frightening. What town are you in right now?
I'm in Piedras Negras, which is probably about 55 or 60 miles from Del Rio. And, you know, they closed the bridge over there because of the encampment situation. And if you want to go into Mexico and see what's happening on the other side, you have to drive all the way over here, cross, and then go back on the Mexican side all the way over there. So that's kind of the plan here today.
So you're doing that because you're trying to see if another caravan of people are coming?
Yeah, well, also, you know, just to figure out what the impact is on the Mexican side, what the Mexicans are doing to assist the Americans on that side. And you can't really tell anything if you just stay over on the Texas side. So the immigrants are over here. I don't know if they're still trying to get in or they're running or, you know, what's happening. Or the Mexicans are... military is involved suddenly. You know, there's a lot to just kind of figure out.
Well, you're doing a great job of it here in the New York Post. The first thing, Todd, I wanted to ask you, tell them apparently that any of the people you asked that are Haitian haven't been in Haiti in a good long time. They're not coming from Haiti, apparently.
That's right. Most Americans are under this impression. I think it's kind of pushed out there by immigrant advocates that they are fleeing desperate poverty and economic problems and earthquakes and hurricanes and all the rest of that and assassinations of presidents in Haiti. But in fact, these people are universally living in Chile and Brazil for years and years, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years even, dating back to the last hurricanes. And so they are doing pretty well. There's peace and prosperity in Chile, one of the strongest economies in Latin America. And many of them were given work permits and residency permits, and were doing quite well over there. But they saw that the Biden administration had opened the border. There was a perception that they could get in, and they, you know, went for it.
You talk about, too, stuff going on. In fact, your book, and I know the Center for Immigration Studies, but your book is America's Covert War on the Border. It appears to be throughout this article, Todd Benzman, that they're being covert about this. In other words, they're flying some people back, but maybe they're taking people in buses to various so-called humanitarian coalitions, et cetera, and then those people decide how they get into the country, I guess.
Yeah, I think definitely what's happening is that they are emptying the camp, loading up buses every night, and during the day too. They can usually get 2,000 to 3,000 out in a day, and they transport them by bus and air to other Border Patrol facilities around the state and even into the interior. And it's there where we sort of lose track of what's really happening. There's no cameras over there. Nobody even knows where these places are that they're taking them. But they'll be processing in those places. And what becomes of the people is unknown at this point. A lot of them will be paroled into the country on NTAs, notices to appear, or personal recognizance bonds to probably never leave the country again. But they're also talking about, the administration is talking about sending a lot of them straight back to Haiti in what appears to be a bid to create a deterrent effect on any further entries to this camp. And it's very effective, too, by the way. Nobody wants to go back to Haiti. They'd much rather go back to Chile or Brazil or even stay in Mexico than to have to go to Haiti. Hated Haiti.
Yeah, we're told that there are approximately 20,000 or so, it's believed, in Colombia who are looking to come here. And are they able all of a sudden to get here, not just because of the Biden policy, Todd, but also because it appears Mexico is tired of doing what they were doing before, which was circumventing this, that they never got that close to the border?
Right. Well, first of all, understand that there has always been, for a very long time anyway, high numbers of Haitians and immigrants from 120 different countries coming through Colombia into Panama and on their way here. A full 25% of all U.S. apprehensions in the last 4, 5, 6 months are people who are not Central American and not Mexican, like Haiti. So that has always been happening. That traffic is not new at all. I think the attention to it might be a little bit new, but Haitians have always been coming through, and they've always been crossing Texas and other places. They just didn't pile up like this, which brought attention to it. Let me just put it this way. This camp is 15,000 strong at its height, but the average weekly number of apprehensions is 50,000 every week on the Texas border. So, you know, this is really kind of a drop in the bucket. It just happened to attract media attention. There's a vast border crisis underway, and this is just one little turn of the screw of it.
What is your feeling, Todd, there with the, I guess they're being told to stand down, if you have any information, on the Border Patrol guys using horses? And I didn't see any whips. I think they were the reins of the horses. But here in Washington, New York, Philadelphia, where we are, I mean, this is a huge story. How about there at the border? Are people talking about that aspect of it?
Yes, that is a lot of conversation about that. I don't have a lot of details. I've seen the photographs, and but I'll tell you this, that I spent a lot of time with Border Patrol, and I would bet a paycheck that that Haitian, whoever's in front of him, did something to that horse or got aggressive with that Border Patrol agent first. You don't have Border Patrol agents just running around attacking people for no reason.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I'm really surprised they use the horses. Have you seen that routinely?
Yeah. There's horse, you know, Border Patrol has a big horse contingent. They need them for the backcountry. So it's nothing unusual that they're on horses. This is Texas, after all, and it's a very rough country. And they're highly useful. Like I said, I'd bet a paycheck that there's a really good explanation for whatever that agent did.
Todd, my producer Dan would like to know, we think a border wall would have helped. In fact, that's more humane than the type of situation we're going to see continuously here. Are you anywhere near where there's any border wall?
Yes. Del Rio actually has pieces of border wall that were built and then left to rot with gaps in between, big giant gaps when Biden came in and halted the construction. So you can see pieces of it that had gotten started here, but never got finished. And there were plans to put a lot of walling in over here in this area, miles and miles of it, and it never got completed. And I would agree, yeah, walls work. And the best evidence that walls work, in addition to the fact that immigrant advocates are really screechy and screamy about walls, the louder they scream and squeal about walls, the more you know they work. You know, that's a great indicator that they work. But also in places like El Paso, Juarez, where you were, and San Diego, you don't have any of this mass migration happening at all.
Not getting through there in El Paso.
And that's because of the walls. Because walls work, and the louder you hear them scream that they don't, the more you know it works.
Where do we get your book? Tell us about the book a little bit. Where do we get it?
So it's called America's Covert Border War, and it's available anywhere books are sold, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can probably find it in your local bookstore. It's online, published by Post Hill Press, Bombardier Books. And this book is about an aspect of the border crisis that is taboo to talk about, which is that the prospect that jihadists from the Middle East cross and could present a threat at the southern border. And it just takes on that whole issue, what's true, what's false, and the whole it's sort of a reference guide on that issue, which every time it's ever brought up causes all kinds of contentious fighting and infighting between left and right. So I'm hoping that this book puts a lot of that to rest.
Well, I'm hoping to get you on. I'm sitting in on a national show on Thursday night. They should be contacting you if they can get to you in Mexico, and it should be around 10 o'clock your time there. We do want to delve into the book more, Todd, with you. So I hope we can hook up that you will not be incognito or incommunicado at that point.
Okay, I think I appreciate that. Right now we've got good signal.
Good, good. Well, Todd, thank you very much. We'd like to talk with you again as things develop. Thanks for joining us today from Mexico.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Todd Benzman. What a nice down-to-earth guy, Dan, saying exactly the types of things we look at from afar, you know?
Yeah.
The wall is, put this to the ladies on the view. Hey, Troy, do you think the wall is more humane? Hey, Sethi Rogen, nice wall you guys had at the Emmys. Oh, yeah? What's the purpose of that wall? Well, to keep people out. Oh. Ladies on the view today, why is America not welcoming? You heard what he said, too, about the Border Patrol. They're not attacking a guy riding in crazy, you know, in the way it's being billed, but I don't think you're going to see them on horseback during this.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.